This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Tensions are growing on the campus of the University of California in Los Angeles after supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian protest camp Wednesday. Campus police have ordered the protesters to leave their encampment or face arrest. The heavy police presence comes as administrators and campus police are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop the early morning attack. One member of the group told reporters they were left to defend themselves.
Campus safety left within minutes. External security the university hired for backup watched, filmed, and laughed on the side as the immediate danger inflicted upon us escalated. Law enforcement simply stood at the edge of the lawn and refused to budge as we screamed for their help.
The fighting continued for several hours before police stepped in. Though no arrests were made, at least 15 protesters suffered injuries. 10 encampments of protesters calling on universities to stop doing business with Israel or companies that support the war in Gaza have sprung up on campuses across the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the time is now for Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire with Israel. AP correspondent Matthew Lee explains.
The message to Hamas was that Israel has made some significant and serious concessions on negotiations for a ceasefire agreement that would also see the release of hostages that are held by Hamas, and that this is a good deal and one that you're probably not likely to see again, so you should take it.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has staunchly rejected stopping the war before Hamas is destroyed. During talks with Blinken Wednesday, Netanyahu repeated his vow to launch the offensive on Rafah, which he says is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. For more on this and all the other stories we're covering, visit